Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor, your front row seat to the end of dating and perhaps society. My name is Joker, and today we're going to talk about all the crazy things that can happen on a date, because I think they all happened to this one guy. Now, it didn't involve jail time for him, luckily, but he had an absolute nightmare of a date. And it can show you, a lot of you guys say, hey, you know what, I don't take him to my place, and they don't know my real name, and it doesn't matter. You can get in some hot water, apparently, but let me get recording on this. And what I'm going to talk about is this guy got caught up in probably what I consider one of the world's worst dates. But the funny thing, it involves a little bit of paternity fraud kind of thing. It's really a weird story. I think you'll like it very much. Before we get there, first, those of you that are tired of YouTube censorship, those of you that would like my video but in podcast form, that means just the audio and to compressed to a very, I actually save it as an MP3. So normally a 1 gigabyte video is actually like 35 megabytes. Very easy on your data plan. I'm going to be copying all my videos and making podcasts out of my videos and putting it over on betterbachelor.locals.com. I've got the forums over there. There's 12,000 people that are members. You can become a member. You can become a supporter to get access to privately messaging me and getting the podcast. I'm going to make the podcast available for subscribers to thank you for supporting me. And then I'm going to be doing a couple, I've said this many times now, I really am going to do a couple of like extra special videos for members over there. I don't know when, guys, I'll be honest with you. I'm trying to get stuff done for the family, and I've got more stuff to do on the bus and blah, blah, blah. Okay, before we get to the main story, quickly, a gal messaged me on Instagram. You can message me there and I'll get to you someday. But I do reply to anybody that messages me on my Locals account, like within a day usually. She said, hey, patriarchy, men bad, you know, you seem to hate women. I said, I don't hate women. I just think that nobody gives men a fair shake and that it's yay women and boo men. And then she brought up, you know, a little bit about the men running the world as far as when it comes to all the jobs and all the positions. And I was going to do a whole video on that, but I looked up a bunch of stats and I said, you know something? I can look up stats that support my cause and our cause as men, where we talk about the wage gap and that it's not real. And then we talk about how men apply to 20% more jobs and get 20% more interviews, but women get hired at a 20% higher rate. I could go through all that stuff. And then someone can make a video that says, well, here's my thoughts. And they would both be true. It depends on what articles you pull up and what studies you pull up. And so I'm not going to bother with that. I do have this little infographic that I wanted to share from TheEconomist.com. And this is part of the pay gap between men and women. I'm going to just go over this a couple seconds, but it's a really great graphic that I think makes a lot of sense. If you take a pay gap for all jobs, the percentage in Britain is 28%, France is 17%, Germany 15%. Those are the stats that they like to say, oh, women only make 78 cents for every dollar that men make. They just take, they've actually said this in the pay gap study that is quoted all the time. In the pay gap study that's quoted all the time, that's the number that they say. They just took all men and all women, all working men, all working women, and averaged out the incomes. However, if you take the jobs at the same level, it's down to 9%, 4%, and 3%. Jobs at the same level and the same company, it's 2.6% versus 3.1% versus 3.1%. And jobs at the same level and the same company with the same function, 0.88% in Britain, 2.7% in France, and Germany's 3%. And those percentages, they have said men usually make 3% to 5% more than women, given everything equal, because they're more aggressive in asking for more money. Wage gap blown out, at least according to the study at TheEconomist.com. People are now spelling obesity as O-B-S-I-T-Y, so as to not be triggering. And I'm about to give up on life, says the article writer here at Not The Bee. Yes, on Twitter, which is Twitter is really the best place to go to see some of the most angriest weirdest people in the universe. I go there to try to find news stories, and I find news stories like this. And they say here, it's, hi there, Talkspace. Can you please explain why, when signing up, you list eating disorders and obesity as an issue one might get help with? And you notice they use an asterisk. And then going down through, the left culture is now saying, hey, let's not use the full word because it's shaming. And here's the last one. This, 1,000 times, says mask-wearing fascist blocker. Almost every slur in history was popularized by people in positions of authority. Obesity is no exception. If you're using it judgmentally or conversationally, then there are very few reasons I can think of that would stave off my block button. And this, I think, has been liked many times. So if you're using it judgmentally or conversationally, which is pretty much any time you'd be talking and using that word. And then below that, I guess this is what they said. If you are a non-fat person who used the O word, obesity, I will mute or block you. A lot of people who claim to care so much about weight stigma are obstinately clinging to that word. Please listen to the fat community whose stigmatization you claim to be fighting against. Okay, so now we... society was given the word obese because it sounded better than fat. They didn't like the word fat. So we said, okay, if we're going to talk about overweight people, we'll talk about people that are obese. But now they don't want us to use that word because it's a bad word. So please listen to the fat community. You can call it overweight, you can call it obese, you can call it fat, you can call it chubbly, you can call it portly, you can call it BBW, big beautiful woman, you can call it curvy, all you want, ladies. If you're overweight, you're overweight. And the same thing goes for guys. If we're overweight, you know, you might say he's a portly gentleman, he's a teddy bear, he's a big guy. Okay, same thing though. If you're talking about somebody that's overweight, they're overweight. And that's not a bad thing. Listen, if you're overweight, I'm not shaming on you. I'm not harshing on you. I'm not saying you do you. And if you're okay with it and you're not too worried about any of the health implications that are out there, I don't care. But the point is you can't force people. You can't keep doing magic words and saying, this is what we'd like you to use. Never mind. Please use this one. Never mind. Please, you. We'll play that game as long as you want. But you're still going to be overweight. That's all there is to it. So I guess we're calling them the fat community now again. I don't know. By 2030, this is from CNN Business. By 2030, 45% of working women aged 25 to 44 in the United States will be single, the largest share in history. What I find interesting about this is why only now, if you were to take men and you polled men, 25 to 65 year old men will be working. Why? Because men don't get to retire until they're 65 or unless they're injured and maybe get a disability or something like that. Why would only the ages of 25 to 44 in the 45% of working women aged 25 to 44, why would they all be single in the largest share in history? What happens around 44, 43, 42, 41? Well, they say, I've had my fun. It is time to settle down. No more casual fun, no more bedroom fun, time to be serious. You need to be serious, man, and wife me up. And why? Because they don't want to work those last 20 years and they realize that it's getting much tougher to find a guy. That's my guess. But that's usually right around the time that women say, hey, it's almost too late for kids, even though it's like really late for kids, and I need to husband up. So I guess that's why. But they're talking half of women, 25 to 44, will be single. That also means that there's a lot of women that are also depressed and sad and not really happy working. A lot more women, I think, if they just let go and said, you know something, I'd like to go back to the old-fashioned way of dating. And I got a dating profile that talks about that a little bit. And the last story before I get to the main article. This is what I talk about when I talk about it's crazy in dating out there. This is an anonymous poster asked to the group Politics and Government under Law and Ethics in Yahoo Answers. And this was a decade ago, but somebody did recently dig this up and I wanted to share it. It's a decade ago, but it's not like things have gotten less crazy since then. This poster says, can you make, and this is a question for the Yahoo community, can you make a male babysitter pay child support? I'm a single mom going to college with my sister. We currently rent an apartment together. A couple weeks ago, I asked a neighbor, a trustworthy guy, if he could watch the kids for 2 hours while I went to class with my sister wasn't home, and he agreed. If he babysits and doesn't accept pay, can I sue him for child support because he took on a fatherly role? I'm sure I can convince a court that he accepted a fatherly role. The guy was nice enough to babysit for this gal. He didn't need any money and didn't accept any money and didn't ask for any money. And now she wants him to pay child support to thank him for babysitting her and not taking any pay. Ladies, you keep this up. You keep this up. And this is the cray cray. This is the crazy why we say we're out. Like, we don't even want to talk to you. We don't want to babysit for you. We don't want to help you. We don't. And I'm not saying all women. Look, there's some great women out there. I have great conversations with some that have emailed me, some that are on my locals page that message me. I have some really interesting conversations, and most of them are from women saying, I like being feminine. I want to be just a house mom, and how can I meet a guy that is masculine and not part of this craziness and not a bad guy that's just going to sleep with me and leave me and not a weak man? There are women that really do want these strong men. It's just getting fewer and fewer and fewer. And there's more crazy girls like this that scare all the men off. Okay, main topic. This is from the Daily Mail by Jenny Johnston. And this is just like 1 day old. So this is a current one. It says, a Tinder one-night stand that turned into a nightmare. My date pretended to be pregnant, wore a fake baby bump, and lied about making me a deadbeat dad before faking losing the baby. All from one date on Tinder. I'll just read the story and then we'll kind of get into it. He says, of course, it is every young man's worst nightmare. One night stand with a girl he barely knows, followed by weeks later with a text message saying, I'm pregnant. So it was for a landscape gardener, Jamie Aitken, who was pretty horrified to learn he was going to be a father after spending just one drunken night with a woman he had met on a dating app. As he says, he wouldn't be the first young man to make such a life-changing mistake. He wouldn't be the first to run for the hills either, but he insists he did not. So first of all, kudos on him for saying, you know what, I'm not going to run. Like, it happened. You know, I had too much to drink. This happened. But hey, if I'm going to be a dad, I'm going to stand up and do the right thing. Now, this is his words, but as we read through, you can kind of justify if you feel he's being honest or not. He said instead he wanted to do the right thing by Jacelyn or Jacqueline. I'm not sure. We're going to go with Jacelyn McGowan, even if it meant months of sleepless nights trying to work out what the right thing was. I wasn't ready to be a dad, and I wouldn't have chosen those circumstances, says Jamie, now 30. This is Jamie right there. He looks like a very serious and seriously unhappy bloke. He says, my mom is similar. When I told her about the baby, she said, well, I'm not ready to be a grandmother either, but we have to make the best of the situation and think of the baby. Great on the family. And if that's what the mom said, then it sounds like he's being genuine. Noah, the child would be called. Not Jamie's choice. She made it very clear I wouldn't be involved in anything like that, but he liked the name. When I heard it was going to be a boy, it became very real, he says. Exciting, almost. I was still worried sick about everything, particularly how much of a part I was going to take or going to be able to play in his life, but I started to imagine what he would look like. I pictured him having blonde hair and blue eyes like me. Jacelyn said she was nervous about it being a boy. She's a very girly person. But I thought, I can take care of that part. I can take him camping, climbing, all those things. He paused and said, it seems silly now. That's because there was no baby. Noah never existed. The scan picture McGowan sent, showing tiny fingers and toes, was of another baby. And certainly nothing to do with Jamie. The whole thing was fake, right down to Jacelyn's bump. A prosthetic, says Jamie. She faked the lot. Now, here's the thing. This is mental torture for a man. First of all, especially if you're not ready for becoming a dad, that part is excruciating. I can't tell you how much sleep a guy could worry about. And when you're younger, a lot of times if a little accident happens, if you weren't careful, if you lost some protection, it slipped off, it broke, you can be like, okay, there's a lot of STIs, infections, that you can get that are very difficult to get rid of. some of them like the herp, the little simplex 2 and 3, 1, 2, herpes simplex 2. That is forever, right? It's the gift that keeps on giving. But a kid, that's a, like, you can go to a doctor and get a lot of that stuff taken care of. A kid, you're not going to get taken care of. What if you want the kid? Like, if this really happened to him, what if he said, you know what, I want this kid? He doesn't have any say in it. What if he says, I don't want this kid? He doesn't have any say in it. He's going to be responsible if she determines he's going to be responsible, and he gets nothing to do with it. If she determines he gets nothing to do with it, and she will not have it if she determines that she's not going to have it. 100% of it is not the man's choice until it comes time to writing that child support check. Then it's his choice, because it's either he has to choose that or go to jail. But here, this guy's saying, Jamie's saying, you know what? Okay, I lost a lot of sleep about it, but it's going to be a boy. I'm kind of getting exciting. Now he's starting to think, I can take him camping, climbing. Like, he seems like he's actually getting into it. Completely fake. And she had the baby bump. We'll talk about that in a second. So Jamie, now 30, had fallen victim to an extraordinary and cruel deception, one which drew the whole family and had chilling echoes of last year's BBC hit drama, The Secret She Keeps, and ended with a police investigation and criminal charges. So I guess there was a hit drama that had a very similar thing happen. Last week at Perth Sheriff Station, Jacelyn McGowan, 36, pleaded guilty to a course of conduct which caused fear and harm. The court heard how she subjected Jamie and his family to a sustained campaign. She demanded money to buy a cot and told Jamie's family lies about how he treated her. She was full of stories of how I didn't want to have anything to do with this baby, how I wasn't being supportive and wouldn't even go to the antenatal appointments with her, Jamie says. It was all lies. She was sending me abusive messages, refusing to have anything to do with me, but telling my family I was trying to get out of my responsibilities. She tried to pit my own family against me, and my brother was in despair too, also trying to do the decent thing. All right. So not only do you have this, and they talk about the incident that supposedly got her in the motherly way, and we'll talk about that in a second, but here now, just on one date, she's getting his mother involved, his brother involved. She's starting to try to get his family to disown and distrust and to hate him. Why? What? She doesn't even know this guy. And she is literally tearing his life apart. And so many times people say, oh, things like that don't really happen. He must have done something. There is a police report on her. There's nothing on him. It was one date. And again, naysayers can say he must have done something. Look, she's literally trying to rip this guy's life completely apart and even getting his family involved. That is not a mentally well-adjusted person. This is one of the reasons why I say, guys, go on multiple dates. Get to know somebody. Text more. Look for these red flags. See if they're like legit before you stick your D in crazy, right? Because otherwise you can start going down these rabbit holes. And you, again, you got some of you guys like, I don't get my fake name and I don't do. If she has your phone number for texts, she can take that to the police and they will look up phone records. They will find you. And it sounds like this crazy could have even done something like that to find him if she really wanted to. So I'm just saying, like, you're going to have to go through a whole bunch of steps to be Mr. Mysterious just for a little piece of pie. Is that really worth it to you? That's something you got to think about. They continue on. He told her he promised to do the best. Let me go back one sentence so you know where we were. She tried to pit my own family against me, and my brother was in despair too, also trying to do the decent thing. He told her he promised to be the best uncle he could be. She drew my parents in with her lies. She just concocted this whole world. So now his brother's getting in on it, like, hey, I'll be a cool uncle. He adds, it went on for months, and I didn't have a decent night's sleep throughout because I was so worried and confused about everything. How could one human being do that to another? I don't even know why she targeted me. McGowan's audacious scam was not uncovered until February 2020, weeks before the baby was supposedly due. This went on for 9 months. She put this guy through this stuff. A year of his life just blown, stressing, worrying, being... like scared, being harassed, the family, everything. Jamie's father, a retired police officer, suspected a criminal offense may have been committed and insisted the authorities be alerted after a puzzled friend of McGowan's family told Jamie she knew Jacelyn wasn't even pregnant. So it took a friend of this girl outing it to Jamie, the guy, that, dude, she's not pregnant. Let me pause you here. Let's jump over to this. And I've talked about this. Fakeababy.com, the best gag gifts. This site should be pulled down. This is the kind of crap that happens to guys and gets them sucked in. That's why I always say, no matter what, 100% of the time, guys, I don't care if you're married and you've been married for 15 years, you get a paternity test. And if she shames you, just say, hey, you know it's yours. I want to know it's mine. And you know what? Because if you share stories like this and she still wants to fight you, I mean, let's be realistic. I mean, it does happen. And look at this stuff. The Valentine's Day specials. Fake ultrasounds and sonograms. They have a little fake pregnancy belly twins made out of silicone. Fake DNA test laboratory style. New on sale, sonogram fake. On sale, custom extra sound number one fake ultrasound. Fake pregnancy bellies. They say this multiple times. That's why I'm reading it twice. I'm just kind of reading through here. Fake ultrasound generator, free 2D prank. Fake ultrasound strip of four fake sonograms. 8 weeks, little bean, fake ultrasound generator. This just goes on and on and on. Fake DNAs. I mean, fake pregnancy documents. And I looked into this stuff, and it's not from like somewhere in a little watermark. It says fakeababy.com or something funny like that. They get it generated at a local hospital. They get it generated at a local hospital. And the way they do that is they say send fake lab reports or fake lab documents to a local hospital, and the woman gets them from there. Then when you get the documents, it comes from a local hospital, not some website. And if you call, because I did a video on this, if you call that number, it connects you to a real hospital that is your real local hospital. And they will say, yes, we have these lab results, and yes, this is like the real deal. So the only way you know is if you go with her to the hospital or to a doctor and get a paternity test while you're there, you know the doctor and you get it legit. That's the only way. And I hate to be like this, but I'm telling you, with stories like this, what if another guy had gotten her pregnant? I mean, it sounds like this guy definitely would have gotten a DNA test, but what if you're in France? If you're in France, I think there has to be some court order to make, and I think Kentucky in the United States has the same thing. You may have to get court orders to get it. And what if you don't get that court order? You're on the hook for child support for another guy's kid. All right, to continue on here. When the police officer had finished taking my statement, she said it was the most bizarre she'd ever taken, said Jamie. Jamie's the guy. This is the first time Jamie, who lives in Perthshire, had spoken about his 9-month ordeal. He does so with hesitation. I wished I'd never met her. I'm embarrassed and upset about it all, and I just want to forget it happened, but I do think it's important to speak out so she can't do this again. The sorry saga began on Tinder in the spring of 2019. Jamie had had a few short relationships over the previous year, but felt that living in a very rural community, his options for meeting a girl were limited. He could barely believe his luck when McGowan, blonde, pretty, and local, popped up as a match. I was surprised to see she lived in the same area. Everyone knows each other, but I'd never heard of her. She seemed like a great girl. She said she'd been living in Canada and was only recently back in Britain, which she explained why our paths hadn't crossed. Of course, I have no idea now if it's true. Over the coming weeks, the pair messaged online, finally exchanging mobile numbers. Okay, so maybe he did vet her for a couple of weeks. She still went cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, right? Still missed some red flags, and this happened. It was just a casual chat about what films we'd seen, places we'd been. There was a bit of flirtation, but nothing heavy. Okay, this is a good opportunity to maybe say, so tell me about your family. So tell me about your siblings. Tell me about the relationship with your family. Tell me about where you went to school. What did you study? Like, find out about somebody. And I know it's not always going to happen, but maybe ask some questions to see if you can discern, like, how things are. He continued on. continues on. Then it moved to the stage of meeting up in person. I told her I was going to a family wedding in Dundee, and she'd said she'd be in Dundee that weekend too for work. Maybe we could link up. That sounds suspect right there, just to be honest. So Jamie traveled to Dundee for the wedding. I was supposed to be staying in the hotel where the wedding was with my parents, but Jacelyn said she had a room booked in a different hotel. At the end of the evening, it was late and I'd had quite a bit to drink. I went to meet her at a pub around the corner. Looking back, it was a bit weird. I remember she wanted me to drink my pint very quickly. Notice something. If a guy said this to a woman, hey, I know you've had a couple of drinks. Meet me around the corner at the pub. Hurry up, drink, drink, drink. We'll go back to the room. And she apparently bought him a bottle of rum because he had mentioned how he liked rum. How would this go if the guy did that to the woman? Here, I know you've had some drinks at the wedding. Here's a couple of pints. Drink, drink, drink. Okay, and here's a bottle. Let's go back to the right. If she woke up and said, I didn't remember anything, you got charges coming against you, man. There are charges coming against you. And which ones, I don't know, but some of them include the snuggle struggle, the bedroom fun without permission. Do not pass go directly to jail. That's it for him. But her doing it to him, nothing. No problem, because they read the charges. There was never a charge in there of her taking advantage of him while he was inebriated. So he continues on, and so they went back to McGowan's hotel where there was more to drink on offer. She bought me a bottle of rum. He reveals during our chats I'd mentioned I liked rum, and I was touched that she brought a bottle. We started drinking that. I don't remember a thing after the rum, but obviously we had bedroom fun. I woke up the next morning naked in the bed. That doesn't necessarily mean something happened, my friend. You could have been completely blitzed, and she just took your clothes off. You might have not even been able to perform. You might not have been able to get up for the task. And so maybe it didn't even happen. But because the preggers thing afterwards, you assumed that it did. There's nothing in here that says that you did. Now, again, if you wake up and there's certain evidence, I guess you could say, well, you know, the sheets or this or that, whatever. Yeah, I guess you could say so. They don't mention that in here, but just because you were undressed and you were blackout, pitch blackout, doesn't mean that something happened. He says there's no suggestion that anything more than consensual bedroom fun had gone on. In the morning, I felt awful. I was hungover and I felt weird about the whole thing because I couldn't remember the night before. We just hung out in the room for a few hours. Then I went back and met my parents. Listen to his first sentence. I don't know if this is him saying it or if this is the article, the Daily Mail writing it. There's no suggestion that anything more than consensual bedroom fun happened. I disagree. I say there's a lot of suggestion and a lot of proof that it wasn't consensual. He didn't consent to this. Just because a man can arise to the occasion does not mean he consents, especially when you're blitzed, that you're out of it. But again, this isn't brought up by the law. It's not brought up by the court system. It just is what it is. He performed, so he must have been okay with it. It's not okay. That is a really bad assumption. They continue on. So his parents were curious about where he'd been. Of course, they said, what happened to you last night? So I had to tell them, it's not the sort of thing you share with your parents. But I said I'd spent the night with a girl that I'd met online and they wished I hadn't. Parents know best sometimes. For the next few weeks, Jamie continued to share text messages with McGowan. She wanted to meet up again. He says he was less keen. There was a bit of regret that we'd slept together, he admits. I think we should have gotten to know each other first. I turned her down. So again, maybe nothing did happen, but he's feeling pretty bad about it. Here's the thing. She wanted to meet up again. He turned her down. So maybe this was her way of keeping him around. Maybe it was her way of punishing him for not wanting to see her again and turning her down. Maybe she said, you know what? If you're going to do that, I'm going to destroy your life. He says from there, it went pear-shaped to say the least. Just a few weeks later, he got the text message that shook his world. She said, don't freak out. I'm pregnant. Obviously, I did freak out. I wasn't ready to be a father. She messaged saying, this is my problem, not yours. She was going to deal with it. And I'm not going to continue down, but here's a picture of her. She's 36. She's, you know, she is blonde. not much to say about that. There's a little bit more to the story. I'm not going to keep hammering down through it. It's just more about things being section. I just read the word section and I said that for some reason. It's a little bit more about how things happened and the whole story of it. I'll leave the link down below if you want to continue on. They say here, McGowan was originally charged with stalking under Section 39 of the Criminal Justice and Licensing Scotland Act of 2010. She pleaded not guilty, but changed her plea to guilty after the charges were reduced to engaging in a course of conduct which caused fear or alarm to Jamie and his family. And again, nothing about taking advantage of him when he had too much to drink. So I've read about, I'd say, three quarters of it. So if you want to read the last little bit, go ahead. I don't want to go on and on forever, but it's just kind of more of the same, that basically she's a pretty twisted person. So yeah, fakeababy.com, this kind of stuff is so dangerous. And you know something, anytime, guys, if you say, hey, you just got to trust me. You can say personally, I know it might be a bit of a fabrication, but you can say, I know personally people that have gotten faked out. I know people that have had kids that aren't their own. You may not know them personally. Don't say they're personally. But if you say, I know of someone this happened to, and his name was Redditor. He was a Redditor. And his name was Heywood Jablomi 4473. All right. You don't know him personally, but you know the story. I'm just saying, if you need to say, hey, we got to get this stuff tested out. It's what's going to make me comfortable. Get it done. All right, now it is time for the dating profiles of the day. All right, this first one is a gal that has basically 50% of the photo is her chest. And the other 50% is her face, and she's got a remote control in the picture to show you she's a gaming girl. She says, add me on Twitch, and then she gave her Twitch tag. Xbox is better than PlayStation. I am 34. She says, crap don't matter till BLM, don't agree, swipe left. I really just want a homie I can smoke with. I always have my son. I'm a mom first. Well, I'm guessing if you're always down to smoke some with a homie, maybe you're not the best mom first. Just saying. I'm just here to be entertained. Entertain me, you fools. You men, you slaves, entertain me. I'm 4'11 and about 190 pounds of straight sarcasm. So, maybe it's just me, but I'd say...
she a great big fat person.
She's a little bit on the curvier side at 4'11 and 190 pounds. She says, so if you don't like an angry, short, big girls, keep it pushing. Oh, you sound like so much fun. Straight sarcasm, and if you don't like angry, short, big girls, keep it pushing. A guy who will take me to the gym and help motivate me is goals. All right. So you are straight sarcasm, you are an angry, short, big girl, your own words, but you want a man to motivate you to go to the gym. I can see how this would go already. Hey, baby, you want to go to the gym with me? Why? What are you trying to say? Are you trying to say I'm heavy? Are you trying to say I'm fat? You don't, aren't wet? What are you trying to... you know the argument's coming at that. And what happens when she doesn't go? And you said, hey, you asked me for help. You wanted motivation to go to the gym. I'm trying to motivate you here. You just don't understand. You can see the fight coming already. I can see a fight with her just reading her darn Tinder profile. Oh, and at the top it says she's bi, just so you know. So the gate does swing both ways. She says, I like all flavors of men, but chocolate is my favorite. I'm fat, not desperate. Okay. Good luck to you. Good luck to you, angry, short, big girl. Best of luck to you. I'm pulling for you. And our last dating profile of the day. This one, she is 33. She went to the Academy of Fine Arts. I'm an artistic soul, passionate about traveling, art, psychology, self-improvement, and fashion. I'm okay with that. I'm all right with that. I am looking for a charismatic and caring gentleman, a man with traditional values in regards to relationships and gender roles. I'm still fine with that. Got nothing to pick on. If a woman wants to be feminine and she wants to be provided for and she wants an old-fashioned guy to provide and take care of her, I'm okay with that. But why at the age of 33? Why didn't this happen at the age earlier? Now, maybe she, I'm not saying she didn't try earlier. Maybe she just didn't have success in the dating world. But just, you know, something to be mindful of. Might want to ask her about that. She says, I am trying to survive in this urban jungle. I would love to build a future with somebody who will have my back, okay, and provide me with the standards I dream about. That's three rings right there. She would have had me. She would have had me. I would love to build a future with somebody who will have my back, and I will have theirs. Somebody that, while that will provide the masculine role, and I will do the feminine roles, like cooking and cleaning and domestic, and I'd like to be a mom soon. If that was your answer, I could see it. But the minute you say you need to provide me with the standards I dream about, you're out. How about the standards you earn? How about the standards you earn? If you earn your place as a woman and you want the guy to hold up his end of the bargain and provide for you, if you're an amazing woman, you deserve an amazing man. If you're a so-so woman, maybe you deserve a so-so man. But if you're you want the standards you dream about, you've got a whole lot of proving to do. You better prove you are amazing. I don't know if that's going to happen. Bonus points if you're ready to settle down and would like to start a family in the near future. Again, no problems with that. I got no problems with that. She really lost me when it's like, you better bring the standards that I'm dreaming about, not what I need or deserve. Other than that, you did okay. Maybe just change a few words in there. Although, maybe don't change the words in there so guys know to run away. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links below as always if you have. Thank you very much. Best way you can support me is like, comment, share, subscribe. Likes, guys, just like a video. It's free, it's fun, it's cheap, it's easy, and it's a great way to help out my channel. Leave a comment if you disagree, agree, whatever your thoughts are, I'd like to hear them. And again, you can join me over on betterbachelor.locals.com for podcasts and another place to watch the videos ad-free. Guys, I'll leave you there. This is Better Bachelor, I'm Joker. And remember, guys, be careful, man. You can accidentally get with a crazy person. And as you see with this guy, all he did is say, you know what, I'm not interested in seeing you a second time. I don't like how things went on the first date where I got pretty much blackout blasted. And apparently we slept together and I wasn't really ready for that. And she decided to literally destroy his world.